Hey, Wes, what's up, brother?
Just racking and stacking them, brother.
We are, aren't we? We pretend we're busy, even if we're not, don't we?
Well, this is our fourth interview in as 2 days, and we have yet another one to go today. So, you know, we are just finding amazing people to interview and getting them in the rotation for building wins.
It is. It's great. It's fun to build wins with good people, is it not?
You know what? And we have not found a dud in the bunch, which is just amazing.
We have. That's true. Cause we've been, I know we've been, we'd have to do the count one of these days, but I know we're well over 100, I think, the guests. And we haven't had, like you said, no duds at all. They've been
not,
all great.
Not a one. You know, I have to tell you, Randy, when you're out there doing the hybrid road warrior move that you do, I do on occasion, it's nice to be able to have great people that, you know, we can put up on Fridays and again on Monday with the audio that, you know, just do exactly what the name implies, and that is build wins.
It is. And, you know, that's a really good segue because we was talking to our guest today, Karen Wyand, and we talked about the book Fast Eddie that we're going to talk about today. And a little, you know, Eddie's somebody that Karen and I both grew up with, if you will. We go way back into the same high schools. And nothing screams build wins more than Eddie's story. Because as Karen will tell the story, but we all start with a lot more to start with, I guess, or at a place that Eddie didn't have the luxury of starting with. And so it really, really fits building wins. So I don't know. What do you think? You and I want to talk, or should we bring Karen on? That is why we're all here.
I think Karen is going to be a much better guest and a much better looking one than me. So by all means, let's bring her on.
Well, you know, we do look good on Mondays when we drop the audio podcast.
On the audio, we are superstars. No
we
doubt.
Are. Best looking. I think we're the best looking every day on there. But all right, well, let's do it. Let's go talk to Karen.
Absolutely.
All right, brother.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director, Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Hey, there she is, live from Traverse City, Michigan, huh?
Hello, yes.
We already established that it's balmy in Traverse City today.
I guess balmy is 40.
Yeah, okay, well, for Traverse City,
compared to January,
compared to what it was, around Christmas time, right? It was pretty chilly.
Yeah, we had a big blizzard. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched on the cameras up there, and we got the snow pile up a little bit and looked at the, I go, okay, I'm, even when it got cold here in southern Florida, which it did, it was 58, 59 for high a few days, which I know, yeah, Crimea River, right? But anyway,
buy a coat,
but they don't have them here. We now they do, but so Karen, welcome, I appreciate you coming on. It's great
Thank
to have
you so
you.
Much. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. I enjoy your book tremendously. Get it so the light doesn't show. Fast Eddie. And as I was talking with Wes, so you and I both went to the same high school, 3 years apart, a small little town in Middle Michigan, Carson City. And when I saw your book, and I go, it just something struck me. And then I go, That's Eddie. That's the Eddie I know. And then I recognized who you were, or remembered who you were, and so I bought your book on Amazon, I think, or wherever I bought it, and then you were so kind as to send me one too, signed, which I appreciate. But so let's just tell us about Fast Eddie, because you know you want to talk about building wins. Fast Eddie has built wins his whole life, right? And I just really love you to tell the story. It's going to be hard for me because I'm a sales guy at heart and a second heart a podcast guy. And so it's hard for me to shut up sometimes, but I really, really want to hear your story about your book and about Fast Eddie and how this thing. So take us through that life, if you will.
Okay. Let's go back to where it all started for Eddie. And well, we're sorry for him and for him and me. I met him when I was 8 years old. We bought some property from his parents, and who not adopted him, but took him in when he was a baby, and was removed from a home. And about late, I think it was at Lakeview. And they found his siblings begging for food, and social services came to get them. And then when they came to the house, they discovered Eddie under a pile of stuff. And he'd been rat bitten and just malnourished and in horrible shape. And this social worker saved his life. And he had a series of that kind of stuff happening throughout his life. And she came the next day and took him and put him up for adoption. And before I ever knew them, his parents, the Sims, went ahead and brought him home, and because they couldn't have kids at the time. Then of course they did after. And he started an amazing life with them. He just went from zero to, you know, all of a sudden he's like scorn, you know, anything that he could ever want. And actually he built that. He attracted all that. And which we all do, we attract everything. So right. He started out, and then he's been, then it's been his bike. His bike has been his networking tool ever since he was little. He started off on his bike. His mother, because of his disability, he couldn't quite get the connection of how to get the pedals, to get your feet in the pedals. So she took shoestrings and tied his shoes to them so he could stay, you know, to stay with the pedals. And he was just off on, from that point on, he was on a bike. And everyone knew him from Carson City on a bike. He was his road warrior, he would call it. And we always started calling him Fast Eddie because of that.
So yes, we remember.
Pretty famous.
He was famous in the area. We all remember a small little town, right? 1,201 people. When I left, it was 1,201 people.
Yeah.
They never did switch that back to 1,197, which I felt like they should have when we left. But anyway, it was 1,201 people. And I still remember I can envision him right now. You'd see him almost every day someplace, out on the side roads, in town. It didn't matter. Eddie got around as much as any of us did with our cars. Maybe not quite as far, but he got around.
He got around, but he would get to more places than we would ever think. We'd go to Greenville. People would know him. He'd go the neighboring towns. People knew him. And that's what happened when I connected with him again. I found him in living in a pretty horrible place in Highland, in an adult foster care home. And it was a horrible place. Plastic on the windows. He had no heat source for his room. They were taking his money every month for his social security, you know, because, you know, it was gravy. And so Eddie would be wandering around. And then sooner or later, after he'd been there for 7 years, he started developing cataracts. So they took his bike away from him because, of course, he couldn't be on the road then. Took his bike away. Then taking that bike away from Eddie was everything. I mean, it was that was his networking. So he would be just walking. And when I met him, again, I went to see him, and, you know, he got to like 2 inches from my face and I was like, Eddie, you remember me? You know, I'm thinking, boy, he'll cure free. And he said, well, I know it's been a long time. And I didn't realize it, how bad his eyesight was. But yeah, that was one thing we had to get over, which we did. He had his kids. He finally got surgery. I kept pushing for that. That happened. And then he's off on his bike again. And it was but he never complained once about anything. It's just, he's just not a complainer. That's the magic in him.
You know, and that is big magic, right? Is he took what was there and he made the best out of it and developed the best life he could build and from what I remember, Eddie, he's a happy guy. He was always a happy guy. Don't matter what it was, no matter what was happening, he was just happy to talk to people, be with people, and just be out and about, right?
Yes, and he's very good at, if it was one thing that I'll say about Eddie, he uses his emotional guidance system. Does that make sense? We all have an emotional guidance system, right? where we want to feel good, right? And Eddie has a way of following that guidance and saying, does this feel good? I'll go there. If it doesn't, I'm not going there. It's really helped him throughout his life get to where he wants to be. And so he has always been able to say, whether it, for instance, there's a church he joined in Traverse City. He starts joining churches, and there was people that were mean to him. So he calls me and tells me he left the church. I said, why? I said, because people are mean to me. I'm going to go someplace else. He doesn't expect things to change for him. He changes.
Gotcha.
So he follows that amazing guidance, and he finds the best way that he wants to feel. He finds the way he wants to feel, and he goes that way. That's the best way I can describe his happiness. You know, the first thing in the morning he thinks about, and the last thing before he goes to bed, how happy he is.
Wow, that's a big lesson, a lesson we could all learn from, right?
Yeah, it works for him. It's crazy.
Yeah. So you met Eddie when you were 8, and I'm trying to put a timeline onto this. Where would Eddie's age been at that point in time?
He was about 15.
Okay. Yeah. So that would make sense, because I'm 3 years older, 8, 9, 10. So I was about 11. Yeah, that makes sense. I always figured he was about 4, 5, 6 years older than I. So that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
He was. So let's go back. Your family, you just did so much for him back in Carson City, and then you lost touch. How did he end up from that area, the Carson City, Greenville? He probably went to Alma and St. John. Who knows where he went on his bike? If it was within daylight, he probably got there and back. How did he end up in Highland, and how did that all go down?
Well, when he was in Carson City, I think after I got into college, he was still there for a few years, but his father died, and his brother ended up in the Detroit area. And so his brother had his mother come and live with them to help take care of their son. They just had a son. So Eddie went with them, but there was not enough room for Eddie. He lived around a little bit, but then he was put into some adult foster care homes in the Flint area, which he had some interesting experiences in, not great areas. And it took a few years, but his mother said, I want to live with him. So I'm buying use my money, buy myself a house. And they did together. And that was in Linden, which is not far from Flint. And so they did that for a while until his mother had to be put in a nursing home because she started having hip problems and knee problems. She had some falls. So when she went into the nursing home, this is when the whole Thailand thing happened. He was living in Linden for a while. They couldn't make ends meet, so they put him in this adult foster care home, which is where he was when I met him again.
So curious, if you don't mind saying, how did you you'd lost touch? How did you end up finding out that he was in Highland of all places?
Oh yeah. Well, my sister, a friend of ours sent us an article because he was featured in, I think, the Flint Journal, where there was a parade in his honor in Linden because he was given this honor because he was saving the planet by recycling cans and bottles, which is what Eddie does. He collects cans and bottles, turns them in, you know, it's a win-win. For him and for everybody. And he's always had this, he can find a bottle under a blanket of leaves, like nobody's business. And he knows how, he's got an eye for it. He's just very, very good at it. Still today, he does it. He collects bottles. People actually bring him bags of bottles now. And when I went to start, when I saw him again, he was collecting bottles. He had people dropping off bottles to him. They'd have bottles outside their house. I would say, let's go see your mother at the nursing home, which, you know, she was in the nursing home. So I'd go pick him up and go take him to see her. On the way, he'd have 4 or 5 places I had to stop. You know, I had to stop and get his free coffee. I had to stop here. I had my friend over here. I called this guy my uncle. We get to stop at his house all the way here. And then I got to get my mom flowers. I mean, I always do this. I'm like, hey, we're never going to get there. We're never going to get there. So we got to get there. So it was like an hour drive. So, But that's his networking. Whether he's on a bike or whatever he's doing, he collects people like they're jewels. It's incredible what a networker he is.
And that's one of the intriguing things about the story. And I've read your book once and skimmed back through it the second time, and it's very well written, by the way. And I recommend this to everybody. It truly is not your typical it's not a sales book. It's a book about Eddie and his life. But it's a wind building life, because and the lessons that you get from that, you talked about networking. You know, that's something we all do, and don't matter what, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, what profession we're in, what we do, we're networkers, right? If you want to grow and you want to be successful, you have to network. And man, you're right, and you hit it on right on the nose. There's nobody better networker than Eddie. He was world class at it.
Yeah, he still does.
Yeah, that's he amazing. Still does.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you saw Eddie?
Every day about people's net.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yesterday, I take him to the doctor. He lives in Traverse City now. Right. He lives in an organization. We found an organization called Brickways, and they have they house and give services to people with intellectual disabilities. And it was founded by Mary Jean Brick from Traverse City, whose son developed some disabilities and was in the ended up in the big Michigan, you know, the big Traverse City State Hospital before it closed. And she noticed how bad things were there, that things weren't getting better for patients. So she said, you know, this place is closing down anyway. I'm going to set something up myself. So she and another concerned person set up their own little administration and their own little way to house people. And she went out there and she'd find them, and she'd take somebody. If she were Eddie, she'd take him to a store, a hardware store, and she'd say, you know, something, Eddie here is going to work for you for the day. He's going to sleep your floors. He goes, okay. People just did what she said. Because she wanted the people, her whole goal was to have people, these people in the community, and have them part of the community, have them for their personal gain and for everyone's gain. And she was incredible. She was a networker herself, and she was incredibly talented and devoted her life to it, actually, because of her son, what happened to his son.
Yeah, that's
he's
that's
benefited pretty, from that.
Exactly. That's pretty amazing itself. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny, as we had mentioned, I think off air, I spend my summers in the Traverse City area, just up the bay. So we're in Traverse City all the time. And I'm going to have to keep a lookout now for Eddie, because I've probably seen him and just didn't recognize I saw him, right? So now I'll have to shout out and see if he remembers me. That'd be fun. Reacquaint.
He does have the bike with the trailer.
Okay. So this is sort of it right here, huh?
It's sort of it. And then he does have it, you know, he fills it with bottles, cans and bottles. He collects it. He likes to it's part of the thing he does every day. I mean, he's up to this morning riding.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So I think it's amazing. And it's a testament to you, Karen, and your family, but that you still, after all these years, because that's been, we won't go into numbers because it's more than we want to think about probably, but it's been a lot of years since Carson City days, right? Since high school.
Oh yeah.
And don't you dare bring up how many, but because I know, and it's a lot.
I promise.
Okay. But
you made me promise before you went on the air.
I did. Yes, I did make a promise because whatever you say, mine's 3 years worse. So it's been a while. And but you know, right. It's amazing that you know, this is a guy that just, you know, you'd probably look at his start and what he was up against. And he never, I think you hit on something that's really vitally important, is he just always looked for what makes him happy today. What can I do today to make me happy, make my life better? And he wasn't looking for necessary stuff, right? He wasn't looking for anything other than, I have a good feel about this person, so I'm going to be their friend, or I don't want to be here and I'm not going to be here. That's a pretty huge lesson, right? That we can learn from.
Well, isn't it like everything? It's if we create everything, we create everything we have for ourselves, then we have to be, we're wise to follow that emotional guidance system that Eddie follows. What feels good to me, I'm going there. Mm-hmm. What doesn't feel good to me, I'm not going to go there. You know, it would be serve us all well if we would follow that guidance more often. We'd probably make better decisions. You know, we'd be more sure of ourselves.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Confident with ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And no doubt, because and I think we all get very wrapped up in stuff we want, you know, goals we set. And then I'm a goal guy. I'm all about setting goals and that. But I think we lose sight of the fact that is this destination I'm looking for and the journey I'm on to get there, does it make me happy? Is that what I really want to do? Because if it doesn't, maybe I need to adjust it, change it, massage it, or walk away from it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And if that, you follow that guidance, all you're looking for is, am I happy right now?
Yeah.
Because right now is all there is.
True.
Right now is this the only moment you can make the choice to feel better. You can't make it yesterday because it's gone. You can't make it tomorrow because it's not here yet. So exactly. You have right now. Right now is the most important moment you'll ever have. And Eddie knows that. Right. How do I feel right now?
That's pretty awesome. So what is, does the community in Traverse City, I know he obviously was well loved around the Carson City area. I guess before we even go there, I'm not sure we touched on it. I believe he talked about it in the book, but how did he end up in Traverse City? Because that's where you're at and he wanted to be close and you wanted him close.
Well, we had a place we used to, it was our cottage on Long Lake. We had it for years. I knew I was going to move up here. So I thought, you know, it's probably wiser for me to get Eddie up there because, you know, I'm going to live up there. And because, you know, when I was in Bloomfield Hills, where I first lived, I was visiting him then, it'd be like an 8-hour day. I'd be going to get him, going to get his stuff, get food for him, getting home, messing around a little bit. And it's 8 hours. Right. So getting up, because I was up north like every week. I could, it's easier to see him there. So I got him up there. My husband helped so much and found him housing and just things just kind of lined up. You know, when you let things work out for you, they do. And so, you know, everything, the housing lined up, the people lined up, Tim Brick with the brick wheels lined up, you know, Eddie gets us all his bikes. All his networks have always lined up because he works off inspiration, not so much motivation. He works off inspiration. I want to have a good day. So things show him what a good day he's going to have. He plans his day that way. I'm going to have a great day. This is going to be a great day. It's great. I'm going to have a great day. Wow. And he'll call me and tell me, I'm just being happy. I don't even know why I'm happy. I'm just happy. And that's side of our conversation, a lot of our conversations. I'm just so happy. I don't even know why.
Wow.
It's just fabulous. Yeah.
That is fabulous. And, you know, it's just, like I said, so much to learn from that is just, I'm going to have a happy day. I'm gonna have a great day.
Yeah.
Because so much of that we talk about, we had a guest recently on Building Wins Live and talked about that whole concept of mindset, right? and putting yourself in the proper mindset and enjoy the journey. Because like you said, to hit on so well, you can learn from yesterday, you can plan and hope for tomorrow. But really, there is only, you know, the next today, the next 5 minutes, the next breath, right? I mean, technically, that's all we have. So if you're dwelling too much on that past, which is something that he never did, or you're planning too far for the future, which may or may not ever come, you're missing all that time right now to be happy and joyful, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a magic moment right now.
It is. I love that. So what have we not touched on? Because I want to, as we kind of wind down, I want to make sure that we touch on anything that you want the folks to know about. Number one, they can go to the streaming across the bottom and go to your website and see a little bit more about you and about Eddie. Can they buy the book there? And all, where else can they get a hold of your book?
Yeah, I think there's a link there. Just Amazon.com. Yes. The book's right on there. Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the first book signing I did was at Horizon Books. Maybe you've been there. You probably have.
Yes.
You're here for well, they have Horizon, and so Eddie and I walk in, and they're like, everybody at the bookstore saying, "Hi, Eddie. Oh, this book's about you." I mean, he goes, he doesn't care where it is. He likes to meet people.
That's pretty
everybody
cool.
Everybody there knew him. Yeah. Yeah. He gets around. He doesn't care. He doesn't discriminate. He gets around. If he likes you, he likes you.
Yeah. 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 And if he don't, he'll find somebody else he does, which is okay too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it works.
That's how it works. So Amazon or at KarenWyan.com. And, yes. So I can tell you, folks, by the way, I'm going to do, if it's okay with you, and I've been doing a weekly book recommendation. I'm going to do one shortly on your book, separate from this podcast. But I really want people to read this book because it, as I said, you know, this Wes and I, our Building Wins Live show is really about building wins, right? And we talk about this a lot, and I love this aspect. It's not just sales wins, which is my world as far as what I do. It's wins are wins, right? Spiritual wins, health and fitness wins, relationship wins, all wins just build upon each other. And that's why I really love the story about Eddie, is that he's a winner, man. You know, class A, number one, bigger winner than most people I know that probably won in the lottery of life, if you will. And they've got all the stuff, right? But nobody is, I would dare say, I'm not saying nobody, it'd be challenging to find people as happy in the moment as Eddie is. And that's an important lesson for us all, I think.
That's very true. That's very true. You ask him, he's won the lottery.
Yeah.
He's lucky.
Yep. Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, and that's why it's great. It's great what you've done all these years, you and your family, and still do for Eddie. And so I want to applaud you for that. That's amazing. But I think that I'm going to guess that when I say this, that you agree that all the stuff that you've done for Eddie, he's probably done 1,000x more for you just with what he's taught you and just the relationship and the friendship and the things that you've learned along the way, right?
Oh yeah. It was eye opening. It's been eye opening and it still is. And it's kind of funny because I've give Eddie asked me if he could sell a book on his own. I said, sure. Why don't you go do that? And so, I give him 20 books and in 2 days they're gone. I said, Eddie, who's buying these books? He goes, friends, people I meet. And he's selling. He just goes around selling his book. He is a salesman.
That's awesome. Salesman. Could it get any better than back? Hi, my name is Eddie. Would you like to buy a book about me? I mean, it don't get any better than that, does it?
Yeah. Nothing gets better than that.
and I can tell you right now, I've got two of your books. One is up in Elk Lake that I bought on Amazon, and one you were so kind to send me signed, which I appreciate. If I see Eddie this summer in the streets, I will buy a book from Eddie just because.
Oh, he would be so tickled.
I'm going to look for him. I'm going to look for him and ask him if he's got a book. The only thing is, if he doesn't have one with him, I may have to wait because he'll probably go all the way back to your house to get one and bring it back to me.
He'll find a way. And then he'll ask you for your phone number. He'll put you in his rotation. And you'll get a call.
There you go. Hey, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah. So as we wind down, number one, thank you for writing the book. Thank you for what you've done with Eddie all these years. And appreciate you being on the show. And as we kind of get out of here, any last words that you would like folks to think about as we end this thing?
Just think about how happy you are. Just be happy.
Be happy. I think that's great advice. That's great advice, period. I think we can end that on that. There's nothing better to be said, I think.
Yeah. You have a choice every moment.
Every moment. Every moment. Be happy. Be happy like Fast Eddie. Learn from Fast Eddie. And buy the book. All right. Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on. I appreciate you. All right.
Thanks so much.
See you. You betcha. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Fast Eddie. Karen Wyan, my old-time friend. And I say old-time, but it goes back a while, from the little town of Carson City. Seriously, folks. I read a lot of books. I read a lot of books about sales, inspiration, motivation, networking, building wins. And there is no bigger win builder than Fast Eddie, somebody that I grew up watching him ride his bike around Carson City, as we just talked about. And he's a networker. He's a winner. Happiness. Right now, today, this moment, that's what it's all about. So it's all about. So with that said, love what you do and do what you love, right? Live it, love it, and own it, because we only get one go around. And as always, make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.